ဩရိတဒိနိတဒနောဇပင်သံတိဩဇိဝဒယတိရှင်တော်နိယတိအောင်မသံတိဒုမနိညီဝလမိကလေတိရဒလမိကြည်လေတော်ဒတ်ကုကြည်လေညီရှိတင်းနံကတော်ဘုလမိကြည်လေတေရာဩဇိတရေယောပနံကတော်ဘုလံကုန်မီနောရံတေချဝအောင်ကကုဒီဒုမနိတညီဝသံစီနောတံဘတပရိချဝဩဒညီဝဒီမယံဒုတန္တနာညီဝနောစီသာဟံကုတိသခိလံဝတံသုနောတံသာသောဟာသွံပရရှိနိဂုဏငုတ္တံတုချီသံသံယေဝရဇောနိကဝမံဘုရံဒေကြောင့်ငုတ္တမနိပရမစီတင်ဒူသံယောဟောတံညေပရကဝသံဤအံကုနဒန်နုတ္တရှိမသောတရရှိနိရှိဝရရှိနိသံသုနောတံသာသောတံဒုတိသံကုရောခြေပရတသတံကမကုဝရမေဘတော်ဘုရှာရှင်နတံဘာရင်ကြီးမှာကုဝရမေဘကြောင့်နဲ့ရောချုပ်ကဲခြင်းတဲ့ဆောက်တမ်းကြီးရှိကျွေရရှိသည်ဝေယုံသောသုံးကြီးဒီတံဘီမှာကုဝရဆောင်းနာနမ်ကွန်ဘာချင်းမှာရှိကြောင်ជីវဒနံဟောတဲ့ကျတူသင်ကြီးတဲ့ချောင်းတပရဆောင်းခြင်းအဲဒါတနည်းဆောင်းသုံးရဲပါရီကြောင့်ဒီရဲသာကျက်သမန်းဘိတ်ကြောင့်ငန်တို့တံဝရင်ကြည့်ပြီးရှိရောစေဟောကြည့်တန်းဒီဒါလမိကောင်ယံပယံသူကြီးလမိကောင်လာဘောင်းပတိစကိနောကြီးဒါဒုမသနာစလာဆောင်ကျဆံပြီးဒုမသာငောကြီးဒုမညီဝယံသူဟောကြီးဒါဆောင်ကျဆံပြီးဒါဒုမနာမြောတိဒံထတုတဇောနာယူဝရီသောဝတံဝါကျော်ကြီးညီရှိရပြေရှိတုဟောဒါသောကြီးငင်းငိရှိဟောဒါတနည်းငောကြီးဒုမတိကမ္နာဟောကြီးဒါသောဝတံဝါသတောရင္ငါတာရင္ငါရင္ငါချေချမနိသတ္တံချေယတာရင္ငါဆဆူလာကိုရှာကြမနိတရင္ငါဆဆူတံသီချေကောတိချေခောင်းနိဟောဇိတတိတံလောနတဝံဘုကောဆေယံဒဟောဇိတတသုကံကတိယငင္ငိကြဝတိဒါလမသံကဘချင်းဘူးသောမံကွနောနသောမံကဘတိနောနဂျီချောင်းကျစံပြီးဟောဒသွံဘနာမြောတိရိချောင်းကျချောင်းလံဓာတိသကရတံဟောဇိတံတဏိတငေါကြည်လာမတန်စတိလာမငါချေပါဟောဇတိဋ္ဌိကြည်ဝဣန္ဒုတေယောကဗနောနေယောရတိသကရတံဒီတတဏိသတ္တံကနာမြောတိယောသံဘံကဗတိနောနသတ္တံနာရှိသိကြဟောဇတိတကယောသံဘောဒဇုနေချိကွာယံဘယံဒုတတိရှာမွန်ဇေနဒတောဇိဝလာမငါချေပါနာရှိတံအဒငေါကလာမတန်စတိတိသတ္တံကနာရှိငုတုညမတိရှိဝရဇောဝစီတိုက်ရှင်ပေါင်းသေးဆုံ
း Now we have already completed the presentation of the three lower tantras and this morning we started with the presentation of the highest yoga tantra. This presentation of the highest yoga tantra is divided into two parts. The first one is dealing with the Arya system, which is the system of Guhya Samaja, and the second part is dealing with the system, the explanation of the system of the Kala Chakra. Looking into the first one, which is the general system of the highest yoga tantra, we will find in that four divisions. The first one is the way to become a suitable vessel to meditate on the path, and that includes an explanation of the different type of empowerment that one receives. And following that, we have the way to keep the vows and commitments. The third part is to how to practice on the path, and the fourth part is the way to manifest the results of the practice. Having presented the first part that was dealing with a way to become a suitable vessel and was explaining the different types of empowerments related to that, we come now to the second part, which has to do with keeping the vows and commitments pure. The text reads as follows. If one meditates on the path with effort to guard the commitments and vows taken at the time of the empowerment, one establishes the actual cities. Though one make exertion for many eons, yet one neglects the vows to be guarded, not only will one not establish the cities, it is stated that even a mere good migration will be hard to find. Therefore, having understood the advice given immediately on becoming a vessel through the empowerment, one needs to guard commitments and vows at the risk of one's life. Especially, one should make strong exertion not to be affected by root downfalls and make exertion not to be affected by other downfalls. However, if they occur, one should restore them by confession according to the rite. That is because that is stated. It is stated that one will establish the supreme state within 7 or 16 lives, though one does not meditate on the path, if one guards oneself from being affected by downfalls, having obtained complete empowerment. It is stated that one will fall to the bad migrations, however much exertion one makes in other practices, though one neglects the vows to be guarded. This should be extensively known from the explanation of the 50 verses of Guru Devotion and the explanation of the root downfall and the cluster of siddhis. Now, it is stated very clearly here that one needs to guard well the vows and commitments that were taken at the time of the initiation. And as we said, that at the time of the empowerment, there are two levels of vows bestowed. The first level is the bodhisattva vows, and the second one is the tantric vows. Within the bodhisattva vows, we need to be aware of the 18 root downfalls that might occur, as well as the 46 secondary. You can find those enumerated in the text of the sixth session of Guru Yoga. Now, concerning the tantric vows, there are actually different subgroups of vows. We have the 14 root vows within that. Then we have a total of 18 vows that are related to the 5 Buddha lineages. And finally, we have what is called the 8 gross one. So again, we have a cluster of vows that come under the term tantric vows. Now, you can look up those vows in various texts. So, for example, we have the text of the 50 verses of Guru Devotion. You can find explanation of those things there. But you can also find explanation in Lama Tsongkhapa Sumbum, the collected works. And in especially within that, we have the text that is called The Training of the Bodhisattvas. And in that, you can find the discussion of various vows. Also, particularly with regards to the root tantric vows, there is one text called The Explanation of the Root Downfalls. And that, again, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, and these are texts one can refer to in order to know those things in more detail.
Taji Yobanani Dambo Ango Kurta Nyuada Ango Dizakino Tanzuna Dumba Dajan Jusambi Dumba Dangaji Dumba Nibu Dui or Dati Kur Yobanani Tambuni Tumni Dasamba Di Nam Gunga Di Mayandu or Judandana Dasamba Ni Yisi or Dalam Gunga Di Dajidi Amadazo Nju Tambu di Tenji Jinan Jurusi, the Dogji di Gombadin Tenji Jinan Jurusi. Or you that any Dogji Rango Limo is only Kazan to Zunga Moramuni Gombad, T ten the Hiki Tangatania Gombadi Samami Banajurusi, Senada, you Mamadavata, Tondola told in the Sindasi, you Tan the Ni Nanjula Mini. What you did, the lad you got to go, Gomia, the lad that Jerem Don Torum, Yis in a mat on her. Did the Alma Yena send you an Anjurdi Lamela, Jerem in Dingy, that Jerem Gordi in Dingy. What you did, Temijin Anjurdi, that Torum Gordi in Bayendu, or you done the last genius in it.
Now, we have already presented the first two parts related to the practices of the Hayasayoga Tantra in general, and now we come to the third part, which is the way to practice the path. And now, remember that when we were dealing with the lower tantras, we divided the path in two parts. First of all, we talked about yoga with signs that included deity meditation, in which we visualized the deity. And then after that, we were engaging in what was called the yoga without signs. In this particular case, we were meditating on having transformed our own body, speech and mind into the deity, into the form of the deity, and then further than that, meditating on the emptiness of that established deity. So within the context of the three lower tantras, we're using the terms yoga with signs and yoga without signs. Here, within the context of the highest yoga tantra, we are using a different terminology. And when we talk about the two stages of the path, we refer to the stage of generation and the stage of completion. But more or less, what is included within the practices of yoga with signs is similar practices will be found at the stage of generation. And more or less what is included within the practices that constitute the yoga without signs, you will find similar aspects of that within the completion stage. So following the text, it says how to practice the path. There are two in that. First of all, it's the method of meditating on the two stages. And the second is the practice swiftly extracting the benefit of these two. Now, on the method to meditate on the two stages, again, we have two, the method of meditating on the generation stage and the method of meditating on the completion stage.
ဝေဒနာညံရင်ပရင်ဒုတ္တံဘုဒ္ဓညံကျေရံကုံတကဒါဝနိမဇောနေတဝသံဃယောယံဒုဝေဒုတန္တနာကျေရံကမရတံသညေစိနောဒတိညံကျေမောဂျီငုဇောဒတိလာတောက်ချွနောင်ယာတင်ကိုသူကယံဒုတံဘုနကုံတုပ်ကျေလောင်းမရရှင်နိသံဇံရှိပါလီဝေဒရှင်နိသံဇံရှိပါလီဂျောင်းဝရှင်နိသံဇံရှိပါလီမာဂျောင်းရှင်စေတတိစရတံဘုကြီးရံဒီဇောရံကြီးမရှိကောင်းရှုစံညီဝကြီး
ဝေဒချီချီညီဝချီချီစံပါတိချီချီဝါဒုစံဘောကျေရုကတံစီချီချီဝါဒုစံဘောကောင်းရောင်းဝါစင်တဲ့စံကတံနံပါတ်သမကူမီချီချီဝါဒုစံဘောကျေရုကတံနံပါတ်သမရလူရီစတ်တဲ့တောင်းနေဂွန်ဘနန်ဂျူရစီတချီချီစံတဲ့စံတဲ့ဒါကျေရံကချန်ညံပါတိပန်ချန်လောဇောချီချင်းကမဆောင်းဆောင်ဒီဝစ်ဒါစံဝါဒီရိဒါစံဆောင်ဒီဝစ်တဲ့ရေဆောင်ဒီယူဒီ
Now, we start first of all by presenting the generation stage, and the text starts by giving the definition of that and then presenting a debate that issues from that particular definition. So the definition that we have is given by Panchen Losang Chögyi Gelsen. So Panchen Losang Chögyi Gelsen states that the definition of the generation stage is a yoga that does not occur from entry, abidance, and dissolution of the winds in the central channel by the strength of meditation. This is the first part of the definition. But which matures the continuum for the completion stage, its result. This is the second part of the definition. And which meditates on any of the three, birth, death, and the intermediate state, through discernment, newly investigating any of their compatible aspects. So this part about meditating on any of the three is the last part of the definition. And please note this word any, because it doesn't say that you have to meditate on all three, just any of those three.
ဝေဒတိနေရင်ပဲယံသူဝေဒတိမြင်းလုံးကြီးရင်ကိုကျေရံကိုသိညာဆောင်းရပါတည်ယံကြည်တဲ့ကျေရံကိုစိုးတာကုန်စမြံတည်စင်ကျေရံကိုစိုးတာကံဒီဆောင်ရတည်ဝေဒတိငေါရမချေမောနာကျေနဆောင်းဒီပန်ကောဘဘလက်ဒုက္ခလေးကိုဆောင်းသူတံဘဂလုကဒေါရမရံပါငါစီကြည်တိကပ်တနေဆောင်ရယံသူ
Now, as I said, this is a particular definition that given by Panchen Losang Chögyi Gelsen, and then now on Pelden makes a comment to that, and he says, I think that he intends the main generation stage because it is not pervasive that the generation stage meditate on any, it goes on and gives a reason, yeah? It doesn't, I think he intends that this to be for the main generation stage. Why this particular statement is made is because what Naon Pelden is actually stating is that it's not that every generation stage actually fits this definition. This definition is mainly given on the basis of the system of Aryanagarjuna of Guhya Samaja,
which presents also the completion stage of five stages, and from the point of view of the system of Hiruka, and from the point of view of the system of Yamantaka, but not for every generation stage of all the deities, just for those main ones.
Now, so as I say here, there is some maybe a little bit of debate arising from this definition. It says, Naon Pelin says, I think he intends the main generation stage because it is not pervasive that the generation stage meditates on any of the compatible aspects of birth, death, and the intermediate state. That is because, first of all, yogas prior to the union with the knowledge concert do not meditate on any of the compatible aspects of the three, birth, death, and the death in the intermediate state, and two, because meditation on the protection wheel is not meditation on any of the compatible aspects of these three. Now, so the point is made here that there are certain parts that are considered to be generation stage, but they do not seem to include any meditation on any of those three compatible with the aspects of either the death or the birth or the bardo, right? So there are two examples given from that. One is the stages that come prior to engaging in union with a concert, and the other one is the wheel of protection. So the first part of the reason that has to do with yogas prior to union with a knowledge concert is established because we have, I'm sorry, I have left the phonetics of the Tibetan text. It's called the Graded Presentation of Guhya Samaja. It's a text that was composed by one of the students of Aryanagarjuna. And in that particular text, it extensively states that these yogas prior to union with a knowledge concert are applied in the context of attaining Buddhahood, but are not applied on the ordinary state, right? So these are things that you find in the state of Buddhahood. You do not find it in ordinary states. And the second part of the reason, which has to do with the meditation on the wheel of protection, is established because, again, that particular text states that the protection wheel is meditated on during the ordinary generation,
ordinary stage, not generation stage, the ordinary stage. And since it is just a requisite or preliminary stage to the actual basis of the generation stage, it is not necessary that dharmas compatible with the ordinary stage are applied to them. So what he says here is that the will of protection is just a preliminary stage, is not the actual part of the generation stage. And as a preliminary stage, it doesn't really have to comply with this meditation of taking any of these aspects similar to death, bardo, and rebirth.
Now, Rinpoche was actually saying, you know, when we talk about Arya Nagarjuna, he had a circle of five close disciples, and one of them was is the one who has composed this particular text, and his name was Arya or Acharya Nagabodhi. His name is Nagabodhi, the author of the text. It is mentioned actually that there is this particular location in the south of India that is associated with Arya Nagarjuna, and it said that this disciple, Acharya Nagabodhi, has actually can still be found in this location. He still has not relinquished his body.
제주에서 공부를 루상제로
어리라 빠지르디 로저 빠지르네데 공부를 그 지다 더더모 관한 우리 나린데도 존에 몸부지 되니 말 더와 존데 좀부 갑스나데디 빠지르 페요와르 봐 어지 이 빠지르 요자디 로저 가르세 베 베더
본데도 로
등 등그르 리본 존데 저 요자디 가르스까
아드바드르네
Rinpoche was actually, since we mentioned that there were five close disciples of Aryanagarjuna, we're trying to make up, to reconstruct the list of those five. We mentioned the first one, which is Nagabodhi. The second one is called Sangikyan. I can never remember the name, the Sanskrit name of this one. Buddha Palita. The third one is Aryadeva, and we only got up to the
Pavala,
Aryadeva. And the fourth one is the Master Chandrakirti, although there was a bit of debate whether actually Chandrakirti directly met the Master Nagarjuna, because they said he met Master Nagarjuna when Nagarjuna was 400 years old. There is some debate about the, you know, historic person Nagarjuna, and some say that there was the Nagarjuna, the younger Nagarjuna, the elder, that there were two beings consecutive, you know, one that appeared earlier in history, one later. So, anyway, we got as far as number four on the list. Anyway, we're missing one, doesn't it?
Baba Viveka?
How do you say Baba Viveka? Then we tell Baba Viveka Ayens. Baba Viveka, Sanskrit Tola. Complete list. Yes, we say it's complete list now with Baba Viveka.
Ori dati na chida, dati ni chida danda ko songa di, benchen lo san chijen ko yon, ji garisigo, ramgi nyenbu se na chila te song yuhari, te mazi yonzu, benchen lo san chijen ko lama choba na yon, o chida lami ko chiram tenya di, chejo wardu jerwe ko zamdu, jerwe ramba tambu yi nan jirji, tamar nan jir, tamar kin jan, kano lakrin charwar shen ji lo, se ji shulu ka chi wodi chiram tenya.
Actually, within the text of Lama Chopa, we do have a particular verse that describes it is in the point of we're making the prayer, requesting prayer, we are requesting that we'll be able to quickly complete the stages of the path, and we have this particular verse, I can't recite it, that in the first line refers to the practice of generation stage, and the remaining three lines, they refer to the practices of the completion stage, and there is an indirect reference to practices that meditate in aspects compatible to those three stages. So obviously the point is made here that this is not a definition of the generation stage that would cover all the practices and all the generation stages that you would find in different tantras, because we have two instances here. One is practices that are prior to the union of with the consort, and we have this other practice of the will of protection that they do not, they are considered to be not the actual part.
of the generation stage, but also if you look at another system, for example, the generation stage of the color chakra system has different practices, and this definition would not cover practices of the generation stage of the color chakra.
Tā kīrāṁ gā tānyā tī mārī sāyāṁ gā kāpsa kīrāṁ sī yu tī kāp nī wā tā jāngshī sāṁ, wā tā jāngshī gā lāṁ kīrā sāṁ, jāngvān rīvā kā sāṁ, tī nā jī mārā yālāṁ rī sāṁ ājā rī wā rī. Jāngshī sāṁ bō tī kēshō, tī gā tāmārā bā kēshō wā rī sāṁ bō tī mārā jāngvā rī shā bāṁ, tāṁ mā sō yā gā yīn tī ngī. Tā tī jāngshī tī lāṁ kīrā sāṁ bō tī, tān chivā chukkī chirvā lāṁ kī, vārdhū nāṁ kī chirvā lāṁ kī, chivā chukkī chirvā lāṁ kīrā sāṁ kī tī, wā tā jāngshī kā lāṁ kīrā sāṁ sī. Tā jāngvā rīvā tī, wā tā chukkī nāṁ kī chukkī sāṁ yīn bā yīn tī, lāṁ mā chabā sāṁ sī nā sār tī wā rī wā, chē shē vārdhū sā tī nā jāngshī sāṁ bō, jārvā kā sāṁ sā tī nī tī kā kā sāṁ bō, jāngshī sāṁ bō. Jirva kasam ta jirva rambha sa tu chiva chukka chirva namchi, vardu namka chirva namchi, chiva chukka chirva namchi si jangshi ti sambo, tenra thonti ngi. Wajiu ta teni tamarwa nongwa tang shenpa ngaya ku, chita yenpa yendu tamar nongshin, trama kunshan ti kanon lakrin chirva shenji loos, uta lama chabi sangsa ti teni chiram ka donga ham chenra wo ti teni ngi kongi.
Now, as we say that, from the definition, you can see that one main practice of the main thing that we're doing on the generation stage is to go through the process of purifying the three bases. We do that through three purifying paths in order to attain three purified results. And when we talk about the three bases that need to be purified, this is the ordinary death, the ordinary bardo, and the ordinary rebirth. These are purified by paths. We take a similitude of this as a similitude to the three bodies. And here we're talking about a similitude to the Dharma body, to the enjoyment body, and to the emanation body. And the resultant state that will come from that will be the establishment of those three actual bodies of the Buddha. Now, this corresponds very much with the verse that we have in Lama Chöpa, which talks about the purification of the three, the ordinary death, the bardo, and the rebirth, of taking those three into the path and of establishing the three bodies to the Buddha. It is done for the sake of overcoming or purifying ordinary appearances and grasping at those ordinary appearances. Now, there is a debate that issued from that. So regarding that, one says, the protection wheel and yogas prior to union with the knowledge concert are not the actual generation stage, because it is pervasive that the generation stage meditates on taking any of the three bodies as the path. And then as a reason for that, as it says, that is because it is not pervasive that the path in the continuum of one on the stage of generation is the stage of generation. And now Pavan gives an answer to that, saying that there's nothing wrong with your reason, but as for your initial assertion, we have a problem. So it says, there is no privation to your assertion. However, your reason is established because there are many common paths of the perfection vehicle and the lower tantras in their continuum. Right? So you can have paths of the lower tantras, you can have the paths of the perfection vehicle. They can be included within the continuum of someone who's on the generation stage, but that does not make this particular path of the generation stage. So that so far is all right. But the initial assertion is unacceptable, and there is a reason given for that.
Now, and the reason that Nawam Pelden gives in order to prove that the initial assertion is unacceptable is because he says it would contradict the explanation of the bonds of the four requisites of a sadhana and the four yogas and the six requisites and the three concentrations in the classification of the general bonds subsumed in the generation stage. So there is a number of practices that are mentioned here. They all have to do with, they're all classifications of practices of the generation stage. And apart from the six requisites or the six branches, Rumshe would say, I can give you a brief presentation of the remaining ones. Rinpoche was talking a little bit about the meaning of this particular word here, the bonds, the explanation of the bonds. I'm not sure if this is the best way to put it into English. I've tried three times to retranslate this passage, but I couldn't find a better word. Now, look at this analogy, for example. If you want to hold your clothes together, you have your belt, and the belt is the thing that binds everything together. And here the idea is that we're looking at those different classifications. They're all, if you put them all together, they kind of summarize the practices of the generation stage. So maybe bond is not a good idea because it has other connotations, but I couldn't put a belt, and I don't know what to put, a summarizer. I'm still looking for the word. Anyway, so let's look at the first one. We're talking about the four requisites of a sadhana. And in this one we have, as we say, four things. The first one is approximation. The second one is proximate accomplishment. The third one is accomplishment. And the fourth one is great accomplishment. Now we come to the next one, which is the four yogas. The four yogas are enumerated as following. Yoga, subsequent yoga, the very yoga,
And the fourth one is the great yoga. This particular terminology comes from the Liupa system of the Heruka Tantra, and in this one we'll have an actual reference of the last one, the great yoga. So it is said that the completion stage of that particular system is also known by the term great yoga. And we understand from that that the previous three, the yoga, the subsequent yoga, and the very yoga, are actually preliminary stage, probably describing the generation stage rather than the completion.
Hoje da din da yin ba yin da chin sen tong bu nyin du yan lo yin chin sen nyu ba tin nan ju ri chu ho da tin da yin lo du song ya di da su jin ma ji den de lu tong na ma du de yin ji je ba je da ma su je ba ri nga si sa ya ji wa ri je ba ru du si sa ya ji wa yin du je ba ru du kun ten ni mu ne ho da ji ya yin kong gun ba ni zon ne kap ti tong de la ja ne da pe na ji ya yin kong ji နမ်နောနံပါတ်တော်ပေါ်စပြင်းနေရရင်ကောင်းတိကြဲပါရင်းနေနော်နီဟိုတဲ့နမ်နောနံပါတ်တော်ပေါ်တော်ကြဲလာကြဲကိုဝေးဝါရင်သူတိကပ်တိနမ်နောအကြဲတနည်းမှာရံပါရင်သူဒီကဒမချုပ်ပါကြဲတနည်းဒီဒါတနည်းရံကြောင်းဘောမီတောင်းရွတ်တပါဟိုတဲ့တနည်းတော်သူကြည်စံပါတိရုတူရွာရွာတိတိတူလာဒပ်ကရံပါတိကုချန်တို့ဝေးကြံနမဲတင်တော်သောကြည်ရင်ပါရင်သူတန်းတိရင်ကြီး
Now we come to the next one, which is the six requisites or the six branches. And Robert was saying, I am, you know, right now he cannot give you a very detailed explanation, but very briefly to give you an idea. Usually we talk about the five Buddha lineages, but you know that this can be expanded into six Buddha lineages. And what happens is that we see the inestimable mansion of the mandala appearing in the aspect of each one of those Buddhas. So you start by visualizing the inestimable mansion as being in the aspect of Vairochana. And later on you change in your practice and you see the mansion appearing in the aspect of Akshobhya, Ranasambhava, and so on and so forth. This etymology and this information is information that you can find on the generation text that is composed by the second of the Panchen Lamas, the Panchen Losang Yeshe.
The commentary of the secret genus Jawajasu, composed by Panchen Losang Yeshe. So it explains general outline or general bond or general outline is the six branches to that.
Hoji da din da yin ba yin du da ji chen sam ji da ren chen sam ji da din da chen ji wa ji ding yin da sam jin chen sin da na din da ma da so mu du di na yin da so na yang so wan di wa di ji ru mu ji ma da so ngo nan ju da ga ru mu si ji wa ri de do ko ron yang chen da wo di din ni ji ji si ge si zhong ge ji ji si gi chen din da ji ma da du ne di nong a so ngo wa ri di da din da na sai ku mu di ho da kon da jang di yo deni dingen de sam ji wa di dong bu ri ju ru dingen de si ji di dingen de dong bu deni jang gu ri jang jia ge dingen de ni wa li jang jia ge dingen de si ji di ho da di sam bu nong a yo du ta di ji ren gu ya ge du ta ge chuo ge di di nong a de a ji yo ding.
Now, the next one that actually appears in our list is the three types of concentration. And prior to getting into that, Rumshu was saying that if actually we look into the system of Guhya Samaja, according to the writings of Lama Tsongkhapa, you will see that there is a list of 49 of those divisions. But here, we do not have the full list of 49s. We just have four branches and, four parts of the sadhana, and then we have six requisites, and then we have three concentration. So we don't have the full list. Anyway, to mention the three types of concentrations, the first one is called the initially applied concentration, which is a brief type of condensing type of concentration. The second one is supreme victory mandala, and the third one is supreme victory activity. Now, if we follow as an example for the presentation of the three types of concentrations, the sadhana of Guhya Samaja, we say that the first type of concentration, it is a condensed, as we say, method of visualizing the deity. The system of Guhya Samaja has 32 deities, but in the beginning, the first type of concentration you do is probably mainly just dealing with the main deity together with his consort, right? So it's a concentration that only includes a couple of main deities rather than going into details into all of them. The second one, the Supreme Victory Mandala, is actually establishing the mandala in which you put the seeds of all those deities. And the third one, that is referred to by the term Supreme Victory Activity, describes the activities of each one of those deities sending rays of light going out towards the environment and the sentient beings, and then coming, returning back and being reabsorbed. And in this way, you see the deities enacting various enlightened activities. So this describes it briefly, the three types of concentrations. Anyway, there's one last statement in this paragraph. Says these things should be extensively known through the stages of mantra. Then we continue with the classification of the generation stage, and in that there are two. First one is the yoga of coarse single recall, and the second one is the yoga of subtle investigation. We start with the first one, which is the yoga of coarse single recall, and it says that this is equivalent to the coarse generation stage because this text called the Butt of Precious Certainty, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, states that it is not called single recall because it recalls a deity on a single occasion, or recalls just a single deity, but because it recalls the deity singly, or recalls oneself and the deity as one. And because I wasn't sure I heard correctly the name of the author of this particular commentary, Rinpoche just clarified to me that it was indeed Lama Tsongkhapa who composed that, and then he mentioned that as for the commentary to the the commentary to the Samvaduga, to Gaudiya Samaja, the other text that is mentioned very often here, the Illuminating Lamp, that is composed by Dawa Trakpa.
So we go back again into this particular part of the text that is quoted here. So it says it is not called single recall because it recalls a deity on a single occasion or recalls just a single deity, but because it recalls the deity singly or recalls oneself and the deity as one. Though in general it engages in meditation on both the subtle and coarse, here it is the deity yoga of the coarse supporting mandala and supported deities. And when one trains in the generation stage, concentration to which the coarse clearly appear is generated because it is prior to the supreme victory in mandala. Now, Moshe was saying, like, in other words, what we are saying here is that you start, first of all, on the generation stage by generating the inestimable mandala, the inestimable mansion, the mandala, and then in that you will have to place the number of deities according to the tantra that you're practicing. But when you do it in the beginning, you just do it in a coarse level. You will not be able to have full details, you will not be able to have stability and so forth. So as long as you can visualize things on a coarse level, you're at the coarse level of generation stage. Later on, as you become more familiar with the appearing object, as you gain more stability on that, you have the ability to visualize them not only more clearly, but more importantly, you can shrink them down. So you have a smaller, inestimable mansion, and of course the deities that are within that will have to become much smaller as well. So that's roughly the division between the cross and the subtle generation stage. Now, we continue with the second one, which is the yoga of subtle investigation, and says that this is equivalent to the subtle generation stage, because that text, the one that the Bud of Precious Certainty, states that in order to train in that, one trains in conceptual yogas, such as meditating on the mandala inside a subtle drop. And here the subtle drop is to be seen at the size of a sesame seed. So the whole mandala has to be a little bit smaller than the sesame seed, and so on. And of course the deities within that have to be even smaller.
Although conceptual or investigative yoga is the general name of the generation stage, in this context it is given the general name of subtle yoga. Now we use these two terms, state of generation and stage of completion, and it is important to look a little bit at the etymology of those terms. We talk about the state of generation, and with that we describe a stage where we generate things, we create things, we visualize things that were not there before. So we establish the inestimable mansion, we establish the deities in that. So with the power of our imagination, with the power of our visualization, we create, we generate all those things. And hence the name, generation stage. And it is said that, and another term we can use for that is the contrived yoga, because you make up things. Now, we're coming to the second stage, which is called the stage of completion. And it is said that in the stage of completion, actually, you're not creating anything you didn't have before. You already, since you are a being who was born out of the womb and you possess the six elements, you already possess a complete set of all the channels and the winds and the drops that circulate within you. All this is complete. And the reason why you engage in further practices is in order to bless the channels, the winds and the drops. But you don't create anything, you don't fabricate anything anew, and for that reason the completion stage is also called the uncontrived stage.